Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, for the last few weeks, we have been talking all about prayer and different attitudes that we can bring to prayer, different elements we can bring to prayer. And this week, we're talking about praying with persistence, something that's not easy.
Actually, I think that's my biggest thing that I do.
You're good at praying with persistence.
Nagging. Yeah, nagging God.
Oh, well, that's good.
Then and that's you can a share good your thing, wisdom. But a bad thing. No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's too much and God's going, okay, Rosemary, I've heard you. All right.
Well, because I was thinking, like I shared how like I think many of us would know what it's like to pray for something over and over and over again. And you think, God, when?
Yes,
you know, or,
yes.
Or where's the change? Or you know, us having to have a heart that goes, God, maybe it's not going to be that change, but it's going to be something else.
Or maybe the answer is no.
Yeah.
And my persisting is just depleting, you know, all my effort is worthless.
Yes, but it doesn't mean God didn't hear us.
No.
But, yeah, but so praying with persistence.
He changes then me and my attitude.
Yeah, and it made me think also, like we'll talk about this, how we pray with persistence, but also the connection with, therefore, what do we do in the waiting? Because if we're being persistent, we're probably also potentially then in a time of waiting.
But I guess we have to trust in the waiting.
Mm.
And if it's not going to happen, and the answer is no, that we have a heart that God has allowed us to soften enough to hear that no.
Mm.
Without being so destitute about it or do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because God doesn't want to hurt us.
Mm.
But sometimes the goodness that he needs to give to us is a no.
Yeah.
Because he knows in the long run it wouldn't be good for us.
Mm. And so that's like we talked last week about having a humble heart. It's coming to God
a trust.
In humility with this trust that says, God, you knowing have the
God
perfect
is.
Plan.
Yeah. Well, isn't it? Prayer, being real with God, your relationship with him. So it's also acknowledging you are the God Almighty.
Mm.
I am just a normal human being that gets things wrong every day.
Yeah.
You are the God of truth.
Mm.
I often don't see the truth.
Mm.
I don't even speak the truth sometimes.
Yep.
You are the God. So keep acknowledging who God is. He's a God.
Mm.
I'm not a God.
Yeah. So when we pray with persistence, continually acknowledging, hey God, you are the Almighty, you have the perfect way,
you have the best for me. What's the saying that the priest
yes.
said?
God is good all the time. Is good.
That's right. Yep. So it's knowing in our persisting prayer, God is good all the time. God is good. And all the God is good to me for me because of me. God, not because of me, because God's good even without me.
Yeah,
but he wants good for me.
Yeah. So when we pray persistently and we keep turning up to God in prayer, we show him our faithfulness and we show him our reliance on him.
He loves it.
But do you know, sometimes I think for me, if I'm being really honest, me coming in persistent prayer, I'm trying to be faithful, but at the same time, I'm almost just showing myself, Emma, keep being faithful. Does that make sense? Like
reminding
myself to be faithful.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, in the Old Testament, God came and did something, and the people would build sometimes an altar, or sometimes put rocks upon rocks.
Mm.
And so, if travelers walked by, they knew that rock formation was showing people that God was faithful.
Mm-hmm.
We need reminders.
Mm.
Why do I, in my Bible, I have little prayers, I have little sayings, I have scriptures that I've highlighted. I've got letters that my children have written me because I want to remind myself of the love of God, of the faithfulness of God, of what he's done for me. You know, I have to remind myself.
Mm.
Otherwise, on the bad days, don't come near me. I'm in a bad mood. I'm terrible, whatever.
Yep.
And on the good days, I'm okay.
Mm.
But I want to be loving and faithful and true and honest and joy-filled even on my bad days.
Mm. So encouragement for you this week is don't give up.
Mm.
Just keep praying. Make it a part of your life.
Reminding you, God is good all the time. Mm. All the time. God is good.
That's it.
I love it.
I'll have to tell Father Chris how much, you know, we've been saying it.
Persistence.
So the weekly challenge for this week is to keep praying persistently. Maybe every day, just come to God. Maybe it's a particular area and you're just like, I just have to keep praying for this over and over and over again. And God will see your trust and your faithfulness and your reliance on him.
And be honest, in the honesty, in the reality of it, as you say, Lord, I find it hard to trust you sometimes.
Mm.
But I'm telling you, I want to trust you.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah. The honesty. Mm.
Yep.
Mm. So we pray that that chat has really blessed you and we look forward to chatting with you again next time.
And remember, God is good all the time.
All the time, God is good. See you next week. Bye.